Well, the UN Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief, Professor Hina Bisfield, says the UN Charter on Religious Rights and Freedoms is a constitutional instrument that guarantees freedom of worship and association. He has therefore urged UN member countries not to compromise on its provisions. In an interview with Ibrahim Kwarteng in London, Professor Bisfield said the UN will ensure the protection of the rights of religious minorities.
I know, Ibrahim, you come from Ghana. Let me tell you, I was in Sierra Leone conducting a UN fact-finding mission 1.5 years ago. And there, I really saw Ahmadiyya-run schools with Sunni teachers, students from Christian backgrounds visiting the Interreligious Council. I saw the prayer spoken by the Ahmadi representative. Next to him was a Sunni saying Amen. This is what I should like to see in many parts of the world. Unfortunately, we know this is very different in some regions, and the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is a very persecuted community in some countries.
Yeah, Prof, let's look at the issue of religious minorities who are being persecuted across the world. The UN Charter on Human Rights and Religious Freedoms is clear. Now, despite all these interventions by the United Nations to ensure that religious minorities are being protected, the opposite is the case. What is the UN doing to name and shame such perpetrators who continue to use the name of religion to perpetrate all forms of violence?
We had a discussion in the plenary of the Human Rights Council in Geneva just a few days ago with, I mean, the entire world community being present. And the issue was violence committed in the name of religion. I think it's very important to say that those committing violence are human beings. It's not the religions themselves. It's not the religions doing it. But it's human beings using religion, abusing religion to justify atrocities. And I mean, it's important that people speak out very clearly, very quickly, the religious communities themselves, condemning violence, but also presenting the good messages. Inter-religious cooperation can help a lot.